Thank you for having us, Kristen. It's always a pleasure. We love you.
Oh, we love you too.
Thank you.
Kiva's membership drive is coming up in September. Help us promote the work of this amazing station by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now Snapchat, rating our app on the iTunes and Google Play Store, and joining our Facebook event for the upcoming membership drive. Oh, and don't forget to join or renew your membership. Just click donate on our website or app and start your monthly contribution to your community radio, KBOO.
Cascadia. Today is September 2nd, Friday 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM on the web. This morning we have no less than Cody Hall with the Red Warrior Camp in partnership with the Camp of the Sacred Stones. They're putting out an official call to action for all allies to stand in solidarity. They're asking that all of us, anyone who hears this, and in fact everyone, whether they hear it or not, the Red Warrior Camp is issuing a call out to join the No Dakota Access Pipeline for Global Weeks of Solidarity Action. This runs from September 3rd through the 17th. That starts tomorrow, Saturday, the 3rd of September. It's a week of action and solidarity on behalf of what's taking place right now in the Dakotas. We also have on Ed, we've no less than Ed Fallon with the Fallon Forum and Bold, Iowa. Last year we spoke, Ed was about, very likely, about on his way to being arrested. They've issued restraining orders against him, and it seems that it's impossible to silence this man. Before we get to our guests, I just want to quickly skim a stone across the surface of the weather and let you know what's going on right here in Cascadia. Today we've got a chance of showers and then possibly a thunderstorm. Highs around 67 and wind 7 to 13, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. I guarantee it'll be more than 20 miles per hour at the farm out in the gorge. And tonight there's again showers and temperatures hovering in the low 50s, around 52, winds dropping off, and then on Saturday, it still remains rainy, and highs around 68 for Saturday night. Still wet, 52, it's Sunday, overcast skies, and highs around 69. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 52, bringing us full circle and back to Monday morning, and we'll see what we find when we uncover the Monday stone and see what's beneath. That said, there's a lot going on here, of course. We have the Willamette River Superfund site, which I think most people would agree has changed. It has shape-shifted in the years since the whole concept of Superfund sites hove into view. We also have the Springwater Corridor sweep, which is started and is ongoing. Maybe they ought to just extend the Superfund site to include the Springwater Corridor. And perhaps on the other side of that coin, maybe we ought to sweep the Willamette River and see what turns up. It's already apparent that dredging the Willamette River would cause more harm than good, which is pretty much all you need to know about how very, very severe the situation is. Even if the water itself, as it flows through, and don't forget, it's not, you can't jump into the same river twice. And in this case, you really can't clean up a Superfund site that is an ever-changing part of our lives, like a river. It's cleaning that up will take long as a river lives. And it's up to us to keep it alive. There's a lot more. Anyway, of course, Donald Trump has been all over the news, the elections, Hillary, the whole business. It still rolls forward. It's an unstoppable force. Don't forget, this is not an election. This is an auction. The presidency is being auctioned off to the highest bidder. Bear that in mind, and it's not so painful to listen. It also looks like President Obama's beloved Trans-Pacific Partnership seems to be hemorrhaging support on all sides. It's funny, though, mainstream media still hasn't said actually why. They have not hit on any of the truly alarming aspects of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's not a trade deal. It has nothing like a trade deal. It bears no resemblance to a trade deal. It's another type of animal designed to hand over the last of a public life to private enterprise, private interest. That's what it is. That's not trade. That's a giveaway. That said, we're speaking with Ed Fallon right now. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for your patience and thanks for being with us today.
Sure. Good morning.
It's great to have you back on the show. Last we spoke, they had issued a restraining order. Excuse me if I get the names wrong here. Kelsey. There's a number of people there who really seem to have it in for you. You continue to speak out. You clearly see what this pipeline actually would mean for people whose lives would be affected. Eminent domain increasingly used and the exclusive benefit of private interests. Where are we now with at your end of things? What's happening at this point?
Well, Wednesday we had an unprecedented turnout for the first civil disobedience action against the pipeline, trying to stop the pipeline. We had about 120 people show up at a location in Boone County. It's in central Iowa, very close to the Des Moines River. A lot of us are very concerned about what a pipeline spill would mean in the Des Moines River Valley. And we had 120 people show up, and in the end, 30 were arrested for blocking construction equipment from moving to and from the pipeline site. So that's fairly significant. I mean, we don't get arrested very lightly here in Iowa. and that's as far as we can tell, the second biggest arrest scenario in modern history in Iowa. And it's kind of been, well, there's a woman right now down on the Mississippi River who has already been arrested twice just in the past week for blocking construction of the pipeline across the Mississippi River. And we have we had a report just spontaneously from Northwest Iowa, a woman who was very upset about her land being torn up. She stood in front of the bulldozers yesterday there, and they stopped. They stopped construction, left her property, and she was then approached by two deputies who brought her into their, put her into their car. We kind of assumed she was being arrested, but after talking with her for a while, they released her, and she's planning to continue to resist their activities to just, you know, disrupt her land. We'll see where that goes. There are more and more people who are expressing, you know, a desire to do whatever they can nonviolently and peacefully to stop the pipeline, because we have been kind of let down by our state government and by the courts. The courts have not been, you know, considering a lot of the information we feel is central to this whole discussion. So right now, that's been a lot of the focus.
It's extraordinary that what the points that you make, that for 30 people in Iowa to be arrested, this is indeed a record, and one would expect to see this reflected in the media, and yet I don't see, I see very little coverage. I would think the New York Times would certainly have somebody out there, and pointing out again that this is agricultural land. That's why people, why it really hits home. We also have on the line today Cody Hall. He is, Cody is with the Red Warrior Camp, and they are issuing a call out right now to everyone, everywhere, to stand in solidarity with them. There are 3 weeks of direct civil disobedience actions coming up starting September 3rd. That's tomorrow. And I can't thank you enough for being with us. We're going to go and talk with Cody. You're welcome to stay on the line if that's all right with Cody, if you want to join this conversation.
No, we've got to get going on to the next action here.
Yeah, yes, you do. We want to call you next week. We want to get an update. This is just amazing work. It's great work that you're doing. It does take courage, and it takes a lot of personal time and commitment to do this. Thank you so much, Ed. Ed Feller with the Feller Forum, and also Bull, Iowa. Cody Hall with the Red Warrior Camp. Cody, hi, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Yes, good morning.
We're really glad to have you on the show. Can you talk about the upcoming week?
We have made a call of action across the country in solidarity for our allies and supporters that want to stop not only the Dakota Access Pipeline, but all pipelines, and to raise awareness of the environmental impact that these pipelines put on Mother Earth. The consequences, the awareness of what this poison is doing. This affects our land and our water, and it's not just a Native people's issue. It's a humanitarian issue where it affects us all. And enough is enough right now. We, you know, for those that don't know, it's best that you do know now and wake up to it, because this is happening every day. There's an oil spill every week in America, and it's being hidden by these energy and oil companies, but yet it's poisoning our land and water system, and it's getting to the point where we now have people with incurable diseases and cancers coming from this. And we cannot rely on the politicians to make headway with this. This literally has to be a people's movement and a people's cause to stop this pipeline and future pipelines from being built.
Yeah, you talk. This is exactly what we're trying to emphasize. We've been covering this as much as we can. It's the Earth can't absorb anymore. The phrase I think that people often forget is carrying capacity. Carrying capacity is how much Mother Earth is able to take up on her back. And we're really reaching a point where there is so much human activity. There's a terrible negative effect. We are seeing what happens. Nature is not sentimental. When the carrying capacity has been exceeded, this is what happens. Talk a bit more about this encampment. I know you are working with Sacred Stone. Everyone there is in solidarity. More people are coming to the camps all the time. Talk a little bit, if you can, about the spirit there at the camps and the organizing power of so many people coming together.
Everybody's coming with that fire in their spirit, that warrior spirit to help protect and defend. Mother Earth made a call out years ago that she needs help, and we heard that through ceremony, and we brought it out, and our allies and supporters started hearing it as well and started pushing the message. So people that come to camp and that are at camp right now, they just have this protect and defend mentality, this existence in their body, and everybody, you know, everybody has a somebodyness to help a cause such as this, because this is history in the making. This is that David versus